Nathan, how did you feel about that blindside last week?
I'm still not sure how I feel, to be honest. I know that I don't harbor any hard feelings towards Nicole, but for me, it was wrapping my brain around the game plan behind the decision, because I felt like going forward into merge, we could have made a very good team, myself, Nicole, and Rob. However, I do believe that there was obviously game plan that I just wasn't aware of.
Is that the politically correct answer that Emmett has asked you to give?
It's the politically correct answer, yet also the truth, unfortunately.
Okay. What is your relationship with Nicole like now?
Well, at the moment, Nicole and I do not have a relationship because all the castaways are not allowed to be in contact with one another up until the finale. So I can answer that question for you in September.
Yeah. So how did you get onto the show to begin with? Take me through your journey on Survivor.
So the process, I obviously cannot tell you exactly the journey that it takes to get onto the show and all the processes involved. Mm-hmm. However, I can tell you it's a long process. And a strenuous one. And also, I mean, you go through many, many tests, many medical tests and psych evaluations. But basically, my journey onto getting onto the show was, I was sitting in my lounge one day, the Survivor ad came on, and I was always a Survivor fan growing up. I just hadn't watched the last few seasons that were aired on TV, but I always used to watch it in high school. Mm. And I'd just come off doing Warrior Season 1, doing stunts on Warrior Season 1, which is an HBO show. Mm. And so I had just gotten my first little taste of the film industry. And, when I say first little taste of the film industry, I mean in front of the camera.
Right.
And then Survivor ad came on, and it said, audition closed on such and such a date. And I decided to send in my audition tape on literally the last day of entries, the day entries closed, because I wanted to, in my opinion, stand out. And I guess you could say the rest is history.
But, I mean, did you know what you were letting yourself into?
Absolutely not. I don't think anybody, when applying to be on a show like Survivor, knows exactly what they're getting themselves into. I mean, I don't think I realized what I was getting myself into up until that first night when the sun went down and the rain came down. Mm. And there was no glamping. There was no, okay, the cameras have stopped rolling. Let's all go to our tents, or let's all go to our hotel rooms. It was real. And the moment we realized it was real, that's when I realized, oh, Nathan, you didn't know what you were getting yourself in for at all.
Mm. And some viewers might believe that, you know, everything is handed to you and it's all reality, but not really. I'm talking about the fact that you get everything handed to you, that you don't have to fend for food and all of that. Take us through that experience.
Okay, so, I mean, to be very honest, I did think that once the sun went down and cameras maybe stopped rolling, the crew would help us build shelter. They would actually look after us. And like I said, reality kicked in immediately once the sun went down and the heavens opened up and it started raining. And essentially, everybody just carried on recording us. Yeah. Nobody helped. Nobody gave any suggestions. Nobody lent a helping hand. It was literally the castaways and the cameramen recording us. There was nothing. There was no support.
What went through your mind in that moment you realized this is it?
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure what went through my mind. A little bit of shock, a little bit of disbelief, and a little bit of, okay, let's do this. You know, you've made your bed, now you better just lay in it, and you better make the most of it. And I think the first couple of nights I was still wrapping my brain around the fact that I was on an island in Samoa. And after that, you know, it becomes your life. It becomes your reality. You obviously do not forget that you have friends and family back home. But starving, the mosquitoes and bugs eating you alive, the sleeping in the rain, the constantly being wet, everything becomes your reality. And you honestly forget about your lifestyle back home.
Did you naturally gravitate towards certain people when...
Well, as the show would suggest, I naturally gravitated towards the amigos. And what actually happened with Rob and I is we were busy chopping down trees and plants for our shelter. And we obviously got to speaking. And there were things that Rob would say and things that obviously I would say that resonated with him and vice versa. And essentially I started to see a lot of myself in Rob. And that's what he told me he saw in me. And it's like finding a long-lost brother on a deserted island in the middle of nowhere. And essentially, okay. because we don't have our real brothers with us or our friends, you gravitate to the closest thing to that. And that was obviously Rob. And then that grew to Nicole and Steph and Sipe.
Tell me about what do you do in your real life, Nathan? I mean, Survivor's over now, obviously, for you. Tell me about who Nathan is.
Okay, so who Nathan is, I believe, currently is a very fluid concept. I don't like to box myself into one specific category. But at the moment, I spend my time doing a few different things. My main 9-to-5 is that I am a partner in a post-production company called After Dark, and we do full post-production from VFX, audio, online and offline editing, color grading, the full nine yards. And when I'm not at the office, obviously helping run the company, I'm either doing stunts or I do modeling. I do personal train, but that's more of a hobby of mine. And I'm hoping to go into acting and presenting going forward.
This whole world of being in front of the camera, while it's not necessarily new to you, is it somewhere you want to lay roots?
Yes, definitely. I can definitely say that. I've fallen in love with the industry. I've always been in love with film. And having been accepted into the industry in a pretty nice way so far, I feel like I've had a good start to my career in the industry. I can definitely see myself spending more time in front of the camera, but that doesn't mean that I don't want to be involved behind the camera too. Like I said, I absolutely love this industry and I want to be involved in every facet of it.
Nathan, I want to take you back to your blind side. How are the general public reacting to you?
Well, to be very honest, I never quite expected the reaction that I did receive when I was blindsided. I mean, I was told that there would be a few people that would be upset, but the fact that petitions were started to get me back into the island, I received so much love from viewers of the show, people who supported me and that wanted to see me go all the way. It was and still is very overwhelming and it's warmed my heart, really. I honestly did not expect to receive as much love and support as I have up until now.
And are they all saying the same thing? You know, how could this have happened to you? How could you have trusted so much?
Well, more or less, there's how could she do that to you? Oh, my God, I saw you going all the way. It's more or less more of the same things that everybody's saying, yes.
Do you feel hard done by?
No, I don't. I entered the show knowing the nature of the show, knowing that you cannot actually trust anyone. And, you know, when you play a board game with a family member and the board game threatens to break up family ties because someone backstabs someone during the board game, let's take yes. Monopoly or Uno, for example. That's essentially the kind of mindset I went into Survivor with. And I was like, okay, yes, Nicole has blindsided me, but it is a game. I know there's money attached to it at the end of it, but I joined Survivor or into Survivor for the money. I entered it for the experience and I entered it for the exposure, to learn more about this beautiful industry that I've just recently joined and to hopefully, like you said earlier, lay roots within this industry. The money was just a byproduct, something that would have been nice to have. But because it wasn't the be-all and end-all for me, and because I felt like I got what I was looking for out of the show, which was that life experience and that personal growth, really, I don't feel hard done by. I know that's not the question or the answer that people are expecting, because they're all expecting me to harbor these feelings of hatred towards the people that blindsided me, but it really couldn't be further from the truth.
I think people are expecting that because the relationships seem so real.
Yeah.
And were they?
The relationships really were real, and I think that is why I don't harbor any hard feelings towards the people that blindsided me, and especially Nicole. Because I honestly fell in love with Rob and I fell in love with Nicole while I was on that island. They are two beautiful human beings and I will continue to be friends with them long after the show has ended.
And you were supposed to leave the show, I mean, a long time ago when you initially got injured. You know, you were contemplating leaving then. Do you wish you had left then?
I'm very grateful for my journey. So I'm grateful that I did not leave. As I said in my exit interview, I still felt even at that point when I had left that I had a lot more to give to the show and to the viewers of the show. I felt like I would have been entertaining to watch come merge, So I'm definitely grateful that the stars aligned and someone else went home instead of me in the earlier stages of the game.
And are you that accident prone in real life? You're constantly injuring yourself.
Despite popular belief, no, I'm not. However, I have learned to jump into bodies of water and to when I do jump into bodies of water, to wear shoes and to probably stay away from sharp objects going forward. But I'm definitely not that accident prone in real life.
Take us through a bit of your personal life, Nathan. What do you enjoy doing in your free time? You live in Cape Town, of course.
What I enjoy doing in my free time? Well, to be honest, I consider myself to be a very family-orientated, friends-orientated person. Mm. So I don't go clubbing very often. I'm not big on drinking and partying and stuff, although every once in a while I do enjoy going out and dancing and having a good time. But most of my free time is used up by going to family braais or going to braais with my friends, having board game evenings. I love board games. Movie nights are definitely high up on the priority list because, as I said before, I'm obsessed with movies. And essentially, I love doing active things. So when the weather is a bit nicer, because at the moment, as you know, it's raining here in Cape Town, I love hiking, training outdoors, training indoors. And like I said, a hobby of mine is also training people. So that's essentially how I like to spend my free time.
Just in terms of your like other projects, what are you currently working on?
Well, work-wise, we are currently doing deals with Netflix. This is through my post-production company. And we are working on a short movie for Silver Scarum. And I have a couple of modeling campaigns that are coming my way. As for being in front of the screen, that, unfortunately, I cannot say because I've been chatting to MNet about. And, I'm not at liberty to say.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you well, Nathan. We were sad to see you leave the show, but we look forward to seeing your other work in the future.
Thank you so much, Terence. It's been great chatting to you.